Sports coverage you can depend on. KLGR 1490.
It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's action from SMSU in Marshall. It's girls tournament basketball, South Subsection 3-2A championship game. River Valley Cardinals take on Pipestone Area Arrows. Tonight's game is brought to you by the 2019 River Valley Winter Tournament Boosters. And now with the pregame and play-by-play of tonight's high school sports coverage, it's Seth Topol.
Good evening. Welcome in to the Section 3-2A South Subsection Finals between Redwood Valley and Pipestone Area from the RA facility on the campus of Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall. Seth Topol, very happy to be with you here tonight in what should be an outstanding game between the top two seeds in the South Subsection of Section 3-2A. These two teams know each other well. They are very familiar with how each team wants to win the game. And I'll do Pepsi, that's fine. Pepsi's fine. Thank you. The Cardinals coming into this game with a record of 17-8. Pipestone comes in with a record of 16-8. And for either of these teams, it's very simple. Win and play Friday. Lose and your season is done. So it becomes a situation of will the Cardinals get out to a little better start than they did against Jackson County Central, or will they look like the team that stormed out to a dominant second half against the Huskies? Time will tell. We are about 10 minutes away from finding out the answer to that question. To help us with our pregame, we had a chance to talk to Coach Taya Cockleman and also Amy Martius after the win against the Jackson County Central Huskies, in which the Cardinals won by a score of 65-55. And we had a chance to recap that thrilling win for Redwood Valley. So for our pregame coverage, let's bring you that interview from last Thursday. Final score here in Windham, 65-55. Redwood Valley storms out to a lead in the second half, and they advance to play at SMSU in Marshall on Tuesday. We're joined by the Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the game, Amy Martius. Amy, at the half, things looking a little dicey. Jackson has a 32-22 lead, but this game, perfect lesson in never give up. As you girls, just it never seemed like, even though things weren't going your way, shots weren't falling, Huskies were getting a lot of things to go, didn't seem like anybody ever got rattled. Haley got two early fouls. Yep. Things kind of got taken out of rhythm, but no panic. And just talk about how you girls were all trying to keep each other in the game in that first half.
Yeah. It was like we said to them, like, this is after the first half, into the second half in the locker room, I said to them, play the hardest 18 minutes you could ever play, because that's honestly what could be our last. And you don't want to feel how we feel right now or how we could feel. So, like, I think that motivated them to push it, to work harder on defense, talk more on defense, knock down shots, concentrate on their shots.
Pretty nice first half for you, as Haley was forced to spend most of the half on the bench. So somebody had to step up, fill that void, and looked like the three was feeling good early there.
I don't know. I kind of just shot him, and I was like, oh, air ball, but then it went in. So, I mean, it worked out well.
Sometimes that's just how it goes. In the second half, coming out, you Jackson's able to get a couple of baskets early on, but then after that, it goes score, stop, score, stop, score, stop, and so on and so on, and all of a sudden, you're only down five, and right. Just like that, it seems like Jackson was on their heels, and you girls really took control of the game at that point. I have to ask, what is it like being out there on the court when you can kind of sense the blood in the water, and you can see that the other team is starting to really kind of get rattled and lose their composure?
You know what? It's actually kind of hard to, like, keep that under control and, like, see that we need to push more in order to get them, like, off their heels and like, surprise them, if that makes sense. And just being able to take control for the first time in I don't know how many years it's been, like, over how long of a stretch it's been, I'm, like, so proud of how much this team has worked and how I've worked with them.
Marshall on Tuesday, how's that sound?
Sounds great.
Go celebrate.
Thank you.
Amy Marty is joining us here in the postgame. I'm going to let her go celebrate. Not going to give Coach K those headphones. I'll just give her the microphone. Joined now by Redwood Valley girls basketball coach Taya Cockleman. And Taya, not a good start. I mean, 5-0, that was a good start. But after that, Jackson really took control. Haley got in foul trouble early. Things looked a little dicey early on. But as I said to Amy, this was a perfect example of don't panic, never give up, because that may have been the best half that this team has played this entire season, to be able to storm back and take control of the game.
Absolutely. I thought early, like you said, 5-0, our offense clicked the first two possessions. We're feeling good. And then, you know, Haley gets two fouls in under a minute, minute and a half, and we kind of were thrown adversity right away. I think the best thing about this is, like you said, that's the best second half we've ever played, but how well they handled adversity. Down 11 points at half, and honestly, without Amy knocking down shots, it could have been 20. I'm just really proud of how we handled adversity. You know, the message in the locker room was, we, like you said, we cannot panic right now. We have to play our game, continue to do our thing, and I'm so incredibly proud of how they handled adversity tonight.
It was fascinating to see it play out, too, because Jackson got the first couple baskets in the second half. So you kind of thought, okay, here we go again, and then all of a sudden, score, stop, score, stop. And you could see the momentum and the composure just completely flip. And for a team like the Huskies, where they're playing with house money, they'd beaten the three seed, they really had no answer down the stretch. And they just completely came unglued.
It was defensively we got a lot better in the second half. You know, obviously we missed not even, you know, Haley only scored 5 points tonight, but just her presence draws so much attention to her. And that's what we missed in the first half, was now they could kind of focus in on Sydney. And in the second half, you know, we had girls hit some big shots. Amy Martius played one of the best games of her career tonight and picked a great time to do it. Sydney started knocking shots down. Leah giving us points off the bench, too. You know, all those things contributed. But like you said, there was absolutely no panic. I'll credit our seniors for that. Bree, Caitlin, Amy on the floor, so calm. Never let a big moment kind of take control. Harley, Baron, Jenna on the bench. All three of them are absolutely screaming. I'm sure their voice sounds just as rough as mine does right now, too. But they all wanted, at the beginning of the year, you know, we talked about this, they wanted to make it to SMSU. And now that we've been there, they want to win one at SMSU, too.
One other aspect of just the composure is some of the court vision and the passing inside. I mean, you had, I know Leah had one where Amy had it on the other side of the paint and went up, looked like she was going to shoot the jump shot. And, I mean, everybody in the gym probably thought she was. And just a calm little bounce pass over to Leah Earlbeck, up and in, nobody within 10 feet of her. And it just, again, it just was incredible to see the maturation of this team from the first half to the second.
Yep, and even just over the years, the last 2 years, 2 years ago we're 2-25, and any kind of pressure is rattling us. And like you said tonight, just how much they've grown from 2 years to now, it's insane. It's like everything that I knew that they could do just finally clicked together in one half, and we played probably the best half of the year tonight.
SMSU Tuesday, how does that sound?
Pretty good. Me and Bergeson were talking earlier about how fun it was to play there, and going there in a different role is going to be really fun. And just, I'm so excited that the girls get to experience it, because there's nothing like running on the floor there.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be an incredible experience. And, you know, the team that will be there is Pipestone, will be the adversary once again. And this will be just one of those grinded out classic kind of games. Best part, I guess, is that you know what they're going to throw, so it's a matter of just, again, like it came down to in this game, just executing.
Yeah, and you know, we've kind of put some different things in offensively to try and help against what, you know, Jackson and Pipestone kind of do the same thing defensively, and you know, we saw that trap in Pipestone early on, and that's kind of what rattled us in the second half. But with how great they played this half, I think this team's on a mission, and I'm excited.
Coach, congratulations. Go celebrate.
Thank you.
Coach K joining us here in the post game as the Cardinals come away with a 65-55 win. And I kid you not, that was a team that would not take no for an answer in the second half. It just 43 points in the second, and they held this Jackson team to 22. And just from the get-go in the second half, it was just a whole different beast that the Huskies had to try to contend with, and the Cardinals would not be denied here tonight. We're going to take a quick break as I will quickly tally up the totals. We'll come back and we'll set the scene for the rest of the week. Cardinals victorious, 65-55. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. Final score again here in Windham, 65-55. Redwood Valley gets the win over Jackson County Central to advance to the subsection finals on Tuesday at SMSU and Marshall. That means that's what we'll be covering on Tuesday night, is Cardinals Arrows Part 3. And the winner there advances to the section finals, also at SMSU. Looking at some of the scoring for the Cardinals, again, just 22 points in the first half for Redwood Valley. They stormed out in the second half with 43. Bree Panitsky finished the game with 3 points. Caitlin Johnson with 3 points. Leah Earlbeck with 8 points. A.J. Gugisberg with 3 points. Amy Martius, the Redwood County American Dairy Association Player of the Game, with 23 points. Sydney Summers with 20 points. 17 of those in the second half, and Haley Garman with 5. Cardinals are 13 of 24 from the free throw line of the game. They had 8 made three-pointers in the win against the Huskies. And that's going to wrap it up. Cardinals are victorious. We'll see you at SMSU and Marshall next Tuesday for Cardinals Arrows in the subsection finals. Seth Topol sending it back to the KLGR studios. Join us tomorrow for girls basketball between Springfield and Lake Crystal as we continue our area girls playoff basketball on your home for all things section playoffs. KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR Redwood Falls. And back here at the RA facility at SMSU, we are ready for the Section 3-2A South subsection finals between Redwood Valley and Pipestone. Starting lineups being announced as we speak. Starting first for the visiting Redwood Valley Cardinals. A familiar look. Number 2, Bree Panitsky. Number 5, Caitlin Johnson. Number 34, Amy Martius. Number 35, Sydney Summers. And number 40, Haley Garman for Pipestone. Number 0, Miranda Holstein. Number 2, Kaylin Draper. Number 4, Zoe Veldy. Number 20, Mackenzie Haroldson. And number 22, Carmen Skyberg. These two teams split in the regular season. And Pipestone won the most recent matchup in a game that just kind of got away from the Cardinals in the second half. And so we'll see what happens here tonight between the Cardinals and the Arrows. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Section 3-2A playoff basketball. Winner of this game advances to the section finals Friday night right back here at 6 o'clock. So it's very simple. Win and be back here on Friday. Lose and the season is over. Cardinals out onto the courts. Redwood Valley wearing their white jerseys with red numbers. The Arrows wearing the home black jerseys with green numbers and white trim. Haley Garman in the center circle opposite of Zoe Veldy. And we are ready to rock. Let's get it going here from SMSU. The opening tip is going to go out of bounds. And it starts immediately on a tip that goes out of bounds. Redwood Valley will take possession. They're getting everything situated as the tip, I believe, was touched last by Pipestone, went out of bounds, so Redwood Valley will take it. So just trying to figure out. So then the officials pointed that Pipestone would be going from left to right on the radio dial, and Pipestone took that as they would have possession. So the Pipestone crowd cheered. Everybody started to move that way, and the official said, no, no, no. And right away, they try to get the ball inside to Garmin. It's poked away and stolen by Veldy. Here comes Holstein with it on the right wing. Back to the top for Veldy, just underway here from SMSU. Veldy dribbling right. Going around a screen. Veldy switches on to Garmin. Skyberg bounces it inside off of Panitsky. It will stay. Now they're going to talk it over. And it's going to stay with Pipestone. So the arrows will inbound. It will be Skyberg to tip it in. Lobbed into the top for Haraldson. Haraldson with it. Top of the key, kicks it far side to Veldy. Veldy on the wing. Veldy around a screen. Veldy pulls one from deep, and it's good, and a three will start it. Arrows take an early 3-0 lead. On a three from Zoe Veldy. Martius with it at the top. Kicked across to Johnson. Caitlin trying to work it down low. Back to Bree. Bree on the left side. Back to Amy at the top. Amy to answer. 3 no good. Caitlin Johnson with a rebound. And the Cardinals with another possession. Martius over to Panitsky. Bree tries to drive. Back outside to Summers. Sydney. Back outside. Panitsky over to Johnson. Johnson left wing. Back across to Martius. Amy goes around the screen. Back to Summers. Sydney on the attack. Sydney has it blocked. Garmin gets it back. Loses the handle. It's picked up by Holstein. Holstein on the attack. Shot is up and in for two. The arrow's out to a 5-0 spurt. 16:19 left to go here in the first half. Martius with it. Back to Panitsky, far side. Kick down low to Summers. Back out to Bree. Bree across to Johnson. Holstein tried to go for the steal. Kicked out to Martius. Amy fakes the three. Amy back in the corner to Panitsky. Bree bounces it inside. Jump ball. And possession going to go to the arrows. Not a good start for Redwood Valley with 15:59 left to go. As Draper will check out. Holstein with it. 15:56 left to go first half. Pipestone leading 5-0. Holstein with it. Holstein on the drive. Kicks it out in the corner. Haraldson far side. Haraldson to the free throw line. Back out to Mandy Miller. Miller tries to drive. She's cut off. Dribbling now into the paint. Shot was blocked from behind by Martius. And Garmin comes away with the rebound. Trying to get it inside to Panitsky. It's stolen away. Miller with a short jumper. And it's good. 7-0. Pipestone on top with 15:20 left to go first half. Martius with it. Dribbling right side. Crosses back over. Martius in the corner to Johnson. Caitlin on the attack. Caitlin is fouled. Foul going to be on Holstein. That will send Johnson to the free throw line. Johnson with a couple free throws. And the first is no good. Coach K, as I'm sure you heard, telling Martius and the rest of the group to just take a breath. Don't let the moment be too big. Johnson with the free throw. Cardinals on the board. 7-1. Pipestone on top. 15-10 left to go in transition. Offensive foul. That's the start. And the arrow is turned away as it'll be Skyberg called for the foul. Martius will inbound to Panitsky with 15:06 left to go. Two fouls on Pipestone so far. 15:02 left to go. Still 7-1. Pipestone on top. Martius gets it to Summers. Sydney in the corner to Johnson. Johnson on the drive. Loses the handle. Pipestone tries to tip it out, and they do off of Redwood Valley. It'll be Arrow's ball with 14:51 left to go. Halpert comes in for Skyberg. And now Veldy will bring it in. Nope, she'll tip it back to Holstein. 7-1, Pipestone on top. 14:43 left to go. Ball kicked on the left wing to Miller. Miller on the attack. And stolen away by Panitsky. Bree able to pick it up. Kicks it inside to Garmin. And the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Cardinals. A little bit of a forced pass by the Cardinals there, but they are able to keep it. Panitsky will inbound in the corner. Kicked out to Hicks. Hicks with it. Lob back across to Johnson. Johnson in the corner. Panitsky back out to Hicks. Aubrey on the left wing. Aubrey in the corner to Johnson. Back to Hicks. Back to Johnson. Caitlin fakes the three. Back outside to Hicks. Quickly across Panitsky. Down low to Summers. Sydney, shot is good. Cardinals get their first field goal. 7-3, Pipestone on top. Holstein bounced it inside to Miller. Miller off the bottom of the backboard. Cardinals get another stop on defense. Panitsky with it. Let's keep dribbling right side. Panitsky now on the attack. Back out to Summers. Sydney catch and shoot three. Offline rebound is stolen away nearly by Garmin, but Veldy comes up with it, and now Veldy trying to run the court. And a foul going to be called top of the lane. First foul on Redwood Valley here in the first half. Foul's going to be on Panitsky. Schenken will come in for Panitsky. Holstein will inbound. Bounced into Miller, who steps back and knocks down the three. Mandy Miller. 10-3. Three by Halpert, actually. Ball kicked in the corner to Johnson. Johnson back to Schenken. Schenken on the perimeter. Over to Caitlin, now working back towards the top. Caitlin on the attack. Caitlin kicks it down low to Garmin. Haley catch and shoot. Two is no good. Loose ball hauled in by the Arrows. A.J. Gugisberg getting ready to check in. Veldy on the attack. Veldy, runner, misses everything. And here comes Hicks with the ball for the Cardinals. Hicks at the top. Hicks on the attack. Kicks it out to Schenken. Schenken around a screen, and a foul going to be called on the Arrows. Miller going to be called for the foul. That's the third on the Arrows, and Pipestone going to take an early timeout. 12:38 left to go here, first half. 10-3, Pipestone on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. Back here at SMSU, 12:38 left to go here in the first half. It is 10-3, Pipestone on top. A.J. Gugisberg into the game for the Cardinals. She will trigger the inbound. Lobbed in, tipped. and it's going to stay with Redwood Valley. So we'll inbound now on the sideline. Gugisberg will again trigger it. Back to Hicks at the top. Hicks dribbling left. Over to Summers. Sidney loses the handle, and the arrows, it's poked away by Shankin. Shankin with a nice steal, and the Cardinals try to get the offense going here. Hicks on the attack. Runner is good for for Aubrey Hicks. 10-5. Pipestone coming back the other way. Rebound is tipped out and picked up by Hicks. Hicks brings it ahead. Top of the key. Hicks far side out to Shankin. Shankin to Summers. Sidney kicks it down low to Garmin. Haley, and Haley draws the foul. Foul going to be on Veldy. And that is the fourth on the arrows. Gugisberg will inbound as Haroldson comes back in. Garmin will take a seat on the bench. Gugisberg ready for the inbound. Kicked in the corner to Shankin. Tipped away. Hicks comes away with it. In the corner to Gugisberg. And again tipped. Mandy Miller getting ready to check back in for Draper. And with 11:36 left to go here first half, Cardinals trailing 10-5. Shankin with it at the top. Bounces it to Summers. Sidney on the wing. Tries to kick it down low, and it's stolen away by Veldy. Holstein on the attack. Holstein has it tipped away. It's going to stay with the arrows. Veldy to inbound. It into Miller. Miller on the wing, left side. Miller on the attack. Ball kicked out. And poked away by Earlbeck, but it's picked up again by the arrows. Back outside. Holstein on the attack. Three in the corner. Offline, and the rebound is... And a foul going to be called as Gugisberg able to grab enough of the rebound. Foul will be called on Skyberg, her second. So Draper will come back in. Fifth foul on the arrows already here in the first half. 11:02 left to go in the first. Hicks will bring it up. 11 minutes left to go here in the first half. Pipestone leading 10-5. Over Redwood Valley. Kicked in the corner. Gugisberg gets a good look. Off the rim, no. Rebound is tipped out by Veldy. And Hicks comes away with it. Now they got the floor tilted. Hicks lobs it across to Gugisberg. Back to Hicks at the top. Hicks going to try a three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound hauled in by Holstein. Holstein. Shot is good. 12-5. Pipestone on top. As Garmin gets ready to check back in. Martius and Panitsky also getting ready. Hicks kicks it out to Shankin. Shankin on the wing. And Shankin going to be called for the travel. Hicks, Earlbeck, and Summers will take a seat. Halpert coming in for Pipestone. Ten 13 remaining here, first half, 12-5. And Halpert will bring it up for the arrows. Halpert on the right side to Miller. Miller back to the top for Veldy. Veldy far side to Halpert. Halpert in the corner to Miller. Miller back to the top for Haroldson. Haroldson now looking to pass it right. Back door to Halpert. Halpert on the drive. And ball out of bounds. Going to go to the Cardinals. Good defense by Garmin. Panitsky will bring it in. Martius will bring it up. 9:39 left to go here in the first half. Still 12-5, Pipestone on top. Martius kicks it inside to Garmin. Haley's shot is no good. Haley's been struggling here over the last couple of games offensively, but that has been largely in part to a lot more tension that has been put on her by opposing teams. Haroldson with it, dribbling back towards the top of the key. Trying to set the offense. Halpert with it. Halpert on the wing. Halpert around a screen. And ball is tipped. Miller now pushes it inside. Loose ball picked up. And now they're going to call a foul from behind. That'll be the second on Panitsky. And that'll send Miller to the free throw line as Caitlin Johnson gets ready to check back in. First free throw is good as Holstein checks in. Haroldson and Halpert basically playing a platoon shift here on offense and defense. Second free throw for Miller is good. 14-5 the score. 8:48 left to go here, first half. Hicks on the attack, cut off, dribbling left. Now back across, trying to get something going, and a 5-second violation going to be called on Hicks. And a timeout going to be called by Redwood Valley. 8:39 left to go here, first half. 14-5, Pipestone on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. And back here at SMSU, 14-5, Pipestone on top. Veldy with the ball at the top. Veldy sees an opening. Throws up the off-balance shot. It's no good. And Martius will bring it up. Kicked in the corner to Johnson. Johnson back to Hicks at the top. Hicks tries to drive, kicks it out to Martius instead. Amy, good look, three offline, and the rebound. Jump ball going to be called. Good work by Johnson to reach in and force the tie-up. So with 8:09 left to go, Cardinals with another chance. Johnson kicks it in the corner to Summers. Sydney working the perimeter. Sydney, shot is good. Nice move on the turnaround by Summers. That makes it 14-7. 7:57 left to go. Miller in transition to three. Offline, and oh boy. Now we got a foul call. Not on the shot. So Garmin going to be called for the foul, but not on the shot. Inbound triggered by the arrows. Veldy with it. We'll hand off to Holstein. That's the third foul on Redwood Valley. Martius reaches in and is able to tip the ball away. Arrows will keep it. Holstein bounces it into Veldy. Summers trying to lock her down defensively. Veldy goes around to screen. All the way to the far side. Hands it off to Halpert. Halpert. And poked away by Hicks, but Miller picks it up. Bounced underneath. Shot is good by Haroldson. And that makes it 16-7. Arrows on top. Martius across to Johnson. Johnson inside to Garmin, and Haley has it swatted away from behind, gets the rebound, and the putback effort is good. 16-9, Redwood Valley trails. Holstein with it far side. Holstein kicks it out to Halpert. Halpert around the screen, tries the backdoor cut to Veldy. Veldy And Veldy is fouled. It'll be on Summers. First free throw for Veldy is good. Makes it 17-9. Veldy with four early on. Second free throw no good. Aubrey Hicks with a rebound. 17-9. Kicks in the corner to Johnson. Johnson back out to Summers. Sidney with a three. Offline, Aubrey Hicks the rebound. Hicks, shot is no good, but a foul. And that is the second on Holstein. Sixth on the arrows here in the first half. Hicks will shoot a couple free throws. First free throw for Aubrey is good. Cardinals make it 17-10. 6:34 left to go here in the half. And second free throw for Aubrey is good. 17-11, Redwood Valley. Cuts it to six, Holstein in the corner to Miller. Miller dribbling left, tries to bounce it inside. Martius able to wrestle it free. Possession will stay with Pipestone. Holstein will inbound. Lobbed into the top of the key for Mandy Miller. Miller dribbling left, far side to Holstein. Holstein around a Veldy screen, pops a three, top of the key, offline. Garment snags the rebound. Cardinals quickly in transition. Martius with it at the top, dribbling right. Hands it off to Hicks. Aubrey back to the top for Johnson. Swings it across to Summers. Sidney on the attack. Sidney fouled on the floor. And that will send Redwood Valley to the free throw line. Draper. Haroldson, that is, actually called for the foul. So Summers now to the free throw line. Sidney with 4 points early on. First free throw, no good. Loose ball going to stay with Redwood Valley. Arrows could not corral it. Johnson will inbound. Kicked into Martius. That was dangerous. Back outside to Martius. Amy kicks it across to Johnson. Johnson on the attack. The runner is no good. And here comes Holstein. Holstein quickly kicks it out. Three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Blocked by Garman. And the second effort is tipped up and in by the Arrows to make it 19-11. As Miller with the basket. Johnson in the corner to Summers. Lobbed underneath. Garman able to get position, and her shot is good. Offense starting to come alive a little bit for Redwood Valley. And the score is 19-13. Veldy getting ready to go around a screen. Veldy at the top. Pulls a deep three. It rattles out. Martius with a rebound. Lobbed ahead to Summers. Sidney in attack mode. Sidney Summers with another basket inside, and Redwood Valley has cut it to a four-point game. And now Holstein going into attack mode again. Back outside to Miller. Miller on the wing left side. Dribbling into the corner. Miller in attack mode. And a foul going to be called on Martius. Be the first on Amy. That's the fifth. Sixth, that is, on the Cardinals. Schenken going to come in, but they'll wait until the first free throw. Yeah. And right off the front of the iron, no good. Shankin comes in for Caitlin Johnson, and Leah Earlbeck's going to come in, give Haley Garman a little bit of a breather too. Second free throw is good. Sub's going to come in for the Arrows. Halpert comes in. 20-15 the score. Redwood Valley has kept a little bit better pace with the Arrows after that 7-0 Pipestone start. Shankin back outside to Martier. Amy on the drive. Amy goes up and under. The shot, though, is no good. And the rebound hauled in by the Arrows. Beldy with it. Hands it off to Holstein. Holstein kicked in the corner. Now Harrelson around a screen. Back outside to Beldy. Beldy around a screen. Beldy in the corner to Holstein. Holstein far side. Holstein tries to cut back around a screen. Kicked in the corner to Beldy. Beldy on the attack. Free throw line, dribbling now left side. Hands it off to Holstein. Martius right on Holstein. Ball kicked out to Harrelson in the corner. Harrelson loses the handle. Sydney nearly able to come up with it. Uh-oh. Three from the Arrows is no good. Loose ball picked up, and we're going to get a timeout as Summers came down on an ankle. Haley Garman back in. Cardinals going to go double bigs. Martius will bring it up. 20-15, Pipestone leading. Amy with it. Kicks it down low to Aubrey Hicks. Hicks inside to Earlbeck. Shot no good. Garman is fouled and will head to the line. And that is Draper. So Haley with free throws. First rattles out. Second is good. Haley up to five. 20-16 the score. Holstein with it at the top of the key. 3:10 left to go first half. Harrelson kicks it in the corner to Halpert. Halpert. And Halpert going to be called for the travel. .258 left to go here first half as Miller comes in. Hicks will inbound it to Martius. .257 left to go. A little pressure put on by the Arrows as Harrelson on Martius. Amy dribbles it into the corner. Back to Shankin at the top. Shankin nearly loses the handle, but able to get it back. Shankin to Hicks. Back to Shankin far side. Shankin back out to Martius. And Amy will bring it on the left side. Amy, nice little spin. Tries to kick it inside. It's tipped and stolen. Harrelson with it at the top. 220. Kick to Miller. Three. Offline. Rebound is hauled in by Harrelson. Miller again a three. That one also no good, and the rebound is hauled in again by the Arrows. Holstein in the corner. Holstein, pull up two is way over everything. Caitlin Johnson going to come in for Hannah Shankin. Martius will inbound. 1:55 left to go here, first half. Amy with it far side, gets it to Garman. Haley kicked inside to Hicks. Back out to Garman. In the corner to Hicks. Hicks fakes the three. Aubrey tries to lob it inside, and again, stolen. 1:38 left to go, first half. And a timeout going to be called by Pipestone. 1:35 left to go here in the first half. It's 20-16, Arrows on top. We will take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. And back here at SMSU in Marshall, it is 20-16. Pipestone area is on top. The Section 3-2A South subsection. Subsection final. Holstein with it. Bounced to Veldy from the left wing. Back to the top for Skyberg. Skyberg back across to Miller. Miller back over to Veldy. Veldy on the right wing. Back outside for Holstein. Holstein kicks on the near side to Haroldson. Haroldson back to the top. Skyberg back across to Miller. Miller lobbed in the corner for Skyberg and back to the top for Miller. Miller will back it out. Arrows in no hurry to shoot. Miller on the attack. Kicks it in the corner and throws it away. Martius will inbound. 44 seconds left to go. The first half. Amy with it. Amy kicks it in the corner to Johnson. Kicked inside and again stolen away. Veldy trying to get something going in transition and instead will dribble out. Holstein with it at the top. Back across to Miller. Miller around a couple screens. Miller at the top. Back across to Veldy. Veldy to Skyberg on the near side. And tipped away. Veldy tries a three offline. Garman the rebound. 2 seconds left. Johnson heaves one down towards the far end of the court. And we will head to the half. It's 20-16. Pipestone on top. We will take a quick break. Come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. We're back here at SMSU in Marshall. It is 20-16, Pipestone area on top. Very low scoring first half of basketball here tonight, but bigger concern is the status of Sydney Summers, who came down on her ankle awkwardly and did not return to the game. So we'll see if she is able to continue. That would obviously be a huge blow for Redwood Valley here in this game, as she was the leading scorer at the half with 6 points. Cardinals had Caitlin Johnson with 1 point, Aubrey Hicks with 4 points, Sydney Summers with 6, and Haley Garman with 5 points. Mandy Miller leading the Arrows with 7 points. Miranda Holstein and Zoe Veldy with 4 each. April Halper with 3 and Mackenzie Haroldson with 2. Arrows were 4 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. Cardinals 4 of 7. 2 threes for the Arrows, 0 for Redwood Valley. Winner of this game will play Friday night here against the winner of the North subsection finals. Likely Eden Valley Watkins undefeated on the season. So a tough test for the South subsection champion, whoever ends up advancing from this game. We will have Redwood Valley boys basketball for you Thursday night from Wilmer, as Redwood Valley will take on the number one New London Spicer in the North subsection semifinals. And that will get underway at about 6 o'clock with pregame at 5:45. And look who's back. Sydney Summers jogging back out onto the court. That would be a huge lift for Redwood Valley, who was down 7-0 early on in this game, and they ended up outscoring the Arrows 16-13 the rest of the way. So a chance for Redwood Valley to regain their composure with Summers back out onto the court. We'll see, though, if she's able to kind of get things loosened up. And we'll see who ends up winning this game. One more half to go. 20-16 our score. Redwood Valley and Pipestone. Then on Friday, we'll see. That's the best part about this time of year is that we have absolutely no idea what we have on any given time by the end of the week. If the Redwood Valley girls win, then they will play Friday. So we'll have that if they win. If not, then we will reevaluate, and we may have games Saturday too. We just have no idea at this point. That's the beauty of the section playoffs. We'll see which team is done for the season, which team advances to the section finals. 18 game time minutes from now. Again, Pipestone leading 20-16 at the half. Big thank you to our sponsors of tonight's broadcast, the 2019 Redwood Valley Tournament Boosters, as the Arrows come back out onto the court. Cardinals finishing up their huddle. And for the Arrows, it's Veldy, Draper, Holstein, Haroldson, and Skyberg, the same starters. And for Redwood Valley, they will counter with their same starting five. Summers is back out on the court. And Martius gets the inbound, and Redwood Valley will start the second half. Clock has not started, though. Now it has. Panitsky with it at the top. Gets it over to Martius. Amy with it. And poked away and stolen by Holstein. Holstein missed the shot. Good defense by Caitlin Johnson. And the Cardinals catch a break, and then they turn the ball right back over. Arrows will have the ball, 17:34 left to go here in the second half. Veldy with it. Veldy around a screen. Dribbling back towards the top of the key. And now back around again. Now hands it off to Haroldson. And a foul going to be called on the Cardinals. That'll be the second on Garmin. The first foul of the Cardinals here in the second half. Veldy gets the inbound. Veldy going around a screen. And again, dribbling left. Going to pull up for a three offline, and Garmin snags the rebound. Martius will bring it up, pushing the tempo a little bit. Amy's got it at the top. Over to Johnson. Johnson, two Summers on the cut. Sydney is fouled, and the shot is good. Foul on Haroldson, her second. Sydney with a chance to make it a one-point game. Free throw is no good. The rebound is hauled in by the Arrows. 20-18 the score. Veldy with it far side. Gets to Holstein. Holstein on the drive. Holstein is fouled. Shot, though, no good. Panitsky called for the foul. Holstein's free throw, first is no good. Second free throw also rattles out. Rebound picked up by Halpert. And the Arrows with another chance in the corner. Skyberg, Haraldson that is, around a screen, dribbling right. And now back across. Veldy with it on the wing. Veldy around a screen. Veldy backing it up. Veldy now on the attack. Kicks it in the corner. Wide open three. Good for Haraldson. 23-18. Martius with it. Martius bounces it to Panitsky. Three with it in the corner. Underneath to Johnson, and Johnson is fouled. Caitlin will head to the free throw line. Second on Draper. Johnson with free throws coming. First free throw for Caitlin is good. Miller comes in for Draper. Makes 23-19. Second free throw coming up. Rattles out, and the rebound hauled in by Veldy. Holstein on the attack. Scoops it up, and shot is too strong. Panitsky will bring it ahead. Three into the front court. Panitsky with it. Bounces it to Johnson. Johnson at the top. Johnson tries a long two, no good. Panitsky taps the rebound out to Martius. Amy on the attack, up and in, and the shot is good! Veldy called for foul number two. A chance for Martius to make it a one-point game. Free throw for Martius is good. And the Cardinal side of the stands wakes up a little bit. And a steal now by Redwood Valley. But it's poked back away by the Arrows. Haraldson with it. Haraldson will hand it off to Veldy. Veldy at the top. Tries to drive. Kicked in the corner. Three is no good. And Summers comes away with the rebound. Arrows try a little modified press. Beaten by Johnson. Caitlin kicks it out to Panitsky. Panitsky on the attack. And poked away and stolen again. Skyberg. Shot is no good. And the rebound hauled in by the Arrows. Miller's shot is good. 25-23. Martius at the top. Amy to Johnson. Caitlin fakes the shot. Back outside to Panitsky. Bree gets it inside to Garmin. Back out to Bree. Fakes the three. Bounces it. Poked away. Garmin comes away with it. Johnson's going to try a three to tie. Rattles out. Sydney Summers grabs the rebound. Back outside for Johnson. Garmin in the corner. Back to Panitsky at the top. Bree will fake the handoff. Instead, kicks it in the corner to Johnson. Johnson to Summers. Sydney to tie. Three is no good. Loose ball rebound is picked up by Veldy. And here come the Arrows. 13:23 left to go. Holstein to Miller. Three offline. Another rebound hauled in by the Arrows. Shot is no good. And Panitsky brings it ahead. 13:07 left to go here, first, second half. Feed inside to Summers. Sydney off balance. Shot no good. Rebound to Veldy. Veldy back outside. Far side for Miller. They're bringing the ball into Veldy. Veldy. Offensive foul going to be called on Veldy. As Summers takes a hard shot. Veldy called for her third. So now Martius will bring it up. 12:43 left to go. Martius on the attack. Kicks it out to Schenken. Veldy will bring it up. Oh, she'll tip it to Holstein. Holstein in the corner. Haroldson around a screen. Kick to Miller, far side. Miller dribbling at the top. Miller tries to drive and will back it out. Tries a deep three, top of the key, and another rebound by the Arrows. Another opportunity. Miller has it blocked by Garmin, gets it back. And now we're going to get a foul. Tadinsky called for foul number four. Holstein bounces it in. Veldy for two. .11:50 left to go. Kicks down low. Schenken with it. Back to the top for Hicks. Aubrey fakes the three. Back outside to Schenken. Schenken on the drive. In the corner to Gugisberg. Down low to Garmin. Haley fouled. Shot is good. .27:24. And Holstein with her third. Garmin will shoot. Free throw rattles out, and what was Veldy doing there? Ball tipped out. Cardinals will have possession. We're going to take a timeout. 11:30 left to go. Pipestone leading 27-24. We will take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. 11:30 left to go here, second half. It is 27-24. Cardinals with the ball on the tip out of bounds by Veldy. Gugisberg will inbound. Gets it into Hicks. Aubrey back to Martius at the top. Amy in the corner for Gugisberg. Gugisberg back to Hicks. Hicks across to Martius. Amy. And Amy going to be called for the travel. Holstein will inbound. Veldy will bring it up. Veldy with it far side. Goes around a screen, dribbling again to the left. Hands it off to Haroldson. Haroldson dribbling back right. Gets into the lane. Kicks it back out. Holstein. Floater is no good. And Hicks comes away with the rebound. Hicks gets it to Martius. Famy able to evade a little bit of pressure as Sydney Summers getting ready to check back in. Kick. Back to Martis at the top. Amy fakes the three. Back to Gugisberg left side. Kicks underneath to Garment. Haley, nice balance with the shot. No good. Waited until Veldy went full swat. Shot, though, no good. Veldy with it on the wing. Dribbling right. Veldy on the attack and a foul on the floor. They go against Gugisberg. Sydney Summers getting ready to check back in. .10-19 left to go. Veldy gets it underneath, and the shot is good for Zoe Veldy. 29-24. A little pressure put on by the Arrows, but Summers and Hicks able to beat it. Kicked in the corner. Gugisberg. Three is good. Friendly bounce on the three by Gugisberg. And it's 29-27. Holstein shot is good on the other end. 31-27, 9:47 left to go here, second half. Hicks with it far side. Hicks tries to tip it to Garmin, does, but Schenken tries to tip it out. Now the ball will go to the Arrows. .31-27. 9:35 left to go. Far side for Miller. Miller around a screen. Goes left. Haraldson with it. Haraldson goes around a screen. Haraldson on the drive. Kicks it back out. Holstein fakes the three. Tries the off-balance runner off the glass. It's good. Kicks at the top. Over to Schenken. Schenken tries to lob it underneath to Garmin, and it's stolen away by Veldy. Far side for Holstein. Holstein to Skyberg on the left wing. Veldy with it, back across. Left side, Miller. Miller back to the top for Haraldson. Haraldson, Holstein. Holstein fakes the three, kicks it out. Miller now on the drive, back across, three. .36-27, Pipestone with a 9-point lead. Hicks on the drive, it's tipped out. And Redwood Valley going to call a timeout. 36-27, Pipestone on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. 8:13 remaining in one of these teams' seasons. Pipestone on top, 36-27. And the Cardinals will put on a little pressure. Veldy with it far side. Cardinals try the trap. Veldy bounces it down low. Back outside. Miller to the top of the key for Veldy and across to Holstein. Holstein with it. Bounces it to Miller left side. Miller back to the top for Veldy. Bounced again to Halpert. Halpert thinks about the three instead, back across. The right side to Haraldson. Halpert in the corner. Back to Holstein and back across to Miller now at the top. Veldy with it at the top of the key. And Veldy with a couple dribbles just to make sure that she didn't get the 5 seconds. Halpert now on the drive. Bounces inside to Veldy. Ball tipped out. It's going to stay with Pipestone.
Right. Go
Inbound coming for the Arrows. Halpert. And that three was blocked. Martius will bring it up. Garmin got a piece. Kicked to Gugisberg. And ball is stolen away. And now Sydney is going to be called for a foul. Veldy will inbound, 6:45 left to go. And the inbound is triggered in by Halpert. Back to Veldy. Veldy dribbling left and now will slam on the brakes at the top of the key and just dribble. Bounce to Miller. Back out to Halpert. Halpert on the wing. Back across, Holstein. And back across, long two. Is no good. Rebound swatted out and picked up by Aubrey Hicks. Hicks trying to get something going. Kicks in the corner to Gugisberg. And Hicks, Gugisberg that is, lays it up and in. Tips to Garmin. A nice feed inside. And pressure put on by Redwood Valley. Beaten, though, by the Arrows. Veldy with it far side. And a timeout going to be called by Pipestone. 36-29, Pipestone on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. 5:47 remaining here in the second half. Pipestone leading Redwood Valley 36-29. Arrows with the ball. Veldy will inbound far side. Inbound goes to Miller. Miller dribbling left. Kicks it to Holstein. Holstein now will dribble back towards the top and will back it out. Far side. Panitsky nearly forces a turnover. Miller back across left side for Haraldson. Back over to Veldy, right side. Veldy on the attack, going left. And now back right. Summers reaches in, tries to poke the ball free. Veldy again. This time will go to Miller. And back to Holstein. Holstein on the attack. Shot no good. Hicks comes away with the rebound. 5 minutes left to go. Hicks into the front court. Hicks inside to Garmin. Nice feed to Haley Garmin up and in for two. The offense starting to get things a little figured out. 36-31 the score. And a long lob by the Arrows into the front court. 4:31 left to go. Panitsky nearly comes away with the steal. Veldy dribbling into the corner. Hands it off to Miller. Miller to Haraldson. Haraldson hands it off to Veldy. Veldy far side. Dribbling into the corner. Now Veldy on the attack. Mid-range two. Good. 38-31. Hicks with it. Back to Martius at the top. Quickly across to Panitsky. Panitsky kicked into Garmin. Haley up and in two more. Garmin starting to get going inside. 38-33. Veldy. Cardinals try the trap. Lobbed on the near side. Holstein. Kicks it in the corner, a three. Offline, Summers comes away with the rebound. Sydney going into attack mode. And Sydney is tripped up. And a foul going to be called on the Arrows. Miller will be called for the foul. I tell you what, folks, Sydney Summers is gritting it out here tonight. Rolled an ankle. Ended up hitting the turf. The court. Goal! And the shot is good. Sydney Summers will not be denied here tonight. And the foul is going to be on Skyberg. Draper gets ready to come back in. Sydney with a chance to cut it to a two-point game. And the free throw is good. 38-36. And pressure put on in front of Veldy. Veldy on the attack. Veldy missed the layup. Ball tipped out. Hicks comes up with it. Quickly over to Martius, far side. In the corner to Summers. Sydney back out to Amy. Amy for three. It's good! And Redwood Valley has stormed out to the lead, 39-38. With 2:50 left to go. Veldy kicks it in the corner. Holstein. Holstein in the corner. To Haraldson. Haraldson going on the attack. Shot way too tall. And the rebound hauled in by Panitsky. Summers comes away with the ball and going to get a timeout as Coach K had to go all the way down to the scorer's table. We'll take a timeout as well. Redwood Valley on top, 39-38. With the ball, we'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. 2:26 left to go here in the second half. Redwood Valley has just taken the lead. 39-38 on a three-pointer by Amy Martius. Panitsky will trigger it in. Gets it into Martius. Arrows will back off a little bit. Kicked to Summers on the attack. Sydney back out to Martius. And an over and back is going to be called. So the Arrows will have the ball. It will be Veldy bringing it in. Holstein now with the ball. Far side to Miller. Miller on the attack. Blocked again. Ball comes away to the Arrows. Back outside. Kicks down low to Veldy. Veldy on the attack. Off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound again hauled in by the Arrows. Veldy throws up an errant shot and Summers comes away with the ball. Picks with it far side. 1:44 left to go. Panitsky with the ball. Bree tries to get it inside. It's tipped away. 1:36 left to go. Cardinals will still have the ball. They'll inbound on the baseline. Panitsky to inbound. Lobs it into Summers. Kicked in the corner to Bree. Back to Sydney. Kicked inside to Garment. Haley loses the handle. Martius gets it back. Back outside for Hicks. Over to Panitsky. Kicked inside to Garment. Haley, shot is too strong, and the rebound hauled in by the Arrows with 1:19 left to go. Holstein with it far side. Goes around to screen. Holstein in the corner to Miller. Miller trying to draw a foul, steps into a three, offline. Aubrey Hicks the rebound. Martius will bring it ahead. Kicked inside to Garment. And a travel going to be called. Martius took a huge shot at half court. And we're going to get a timeout. 52.2. left to go, 39-38 the score. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. 52.2 seconds left to go. Redwood Valley leading by one. Arrows with the ball. Holstein with it. See how much time the Arrows run off the clock. Holstein around the screen. Kicks it to Haroldson. Haroldson trying to go around Garmin. Pokes the ball out to Miller. Miller tries to bounce it inside. Reverse layup off the back of the backboard. Jump ball will go to Pipestone. Inbound coming for Pipestone. Lobbed into Haroldson. Haroldson in the corner. Skyberg around the screen, kicks it out. Feldy on the attack. Shot no good. Aubrey Hicks with the rebound. And she's fouled. And that is the fourth on Veldy. Aubrey Hicks will shoot free throws. First free throw is good. One more free throw coming up. And it's good. 41-38, 9 seconds left. Holstein far side, gets it to Miller. Miller in the corner, Holstein a three, offline! Marty gets the rebound, ball out of bounds with 1 second left! .1 seconds left to go on the clock. Pipestone will have a chance, but they will need a prayer. We'll take a break. Redwood Valley leading 41-38. You're listening to the Section 3-2A subsection finals here on KLGR. Back here at SMSU, Valdi tries to heave it, and Redwood Valley is headed to the section finals after a 41-38 win over Pipestone. Cardinals coming back Friday night for a chance to go to state. And we will take a break. We'll come back for the post game. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. Back here at SMSU in Marshall, and we are not done yet as Redwood Valley advancing to the section finals to take on the Pipestone area Arrows. They just finished. Sorry, little bit of a crazy finish to this one. Hope I was able to audibly express what was going on. But the Redwood Valley Cardinals are advancing to the section finals after taking down the Pipestone area Arrows 41-38. Redwood Valley trailed at the half, 20-16. They outscored Pipestone 25-18 in the second half. And we'll see who the opponent is. And actually, it sounds like the game will be at 5 p.m. We are going to be joined by several members of the victorious Redwood Valley Cardinals as they cut down the nets. We will then have them come over and, we'll talk about what all happened here tonight, because sometimes words from me just don't tell the whole story. So the net's being cut down. Bree Panitsky handling the first piece of the net, and the Cardinals will go right on down the line. Everybody will get a chance to cut some down. Looking at the stats here for this game, we'll do the stats. We may go to a short break after that, but we're going to wait and see what happens here. This is going to be a completely unscripted pregame or a postgame show, because to be quite honest, I'm still a little stunned that the Cardinals were able to hold off a couple of pretty good looks by the Arrows at the end. They come away with the 41-38 win. Caitlin Johnson finished the game with 2 points. A.J. Gugisberg finished with 3 points. Aubrey Hicks with 6 points. Amy Marty has finished the game with 6 points here tonight. Sydney Summers had an absolutely incredible effort here tonight. Rolled her ankle in the first half and left. Came back. Was the recipient of a very hard offensive foul by Zoe Valdi and ended up hitting the deck and ended up, not sure if it was a bloody nose or a bloody lip, but ended up having to get that taken care of. Then had another hard fall and still was able to finish the game and really did a number on the Arrows there in the second half, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Haley Garman, the leading scorer, she really got going in the second half with 8 points, finished the game with 13 to lead all scorers here tonight. Very low scoring game between these two teams. Miranda Holstein finished the game with 8 points. Zoe Valdi finished with 10. Mandy Miller with 9. Mackenzie Haroldson finished the game with 8 points, and April Halpert finished with 3. Again, Redwood Valley outscoring the Arrows 25-18 in the second half, and that was enough. That was enough for them to come away with a win here tonight. Cardinals finished with just 1 made three-pointer. They were 9 of 15 from the free throw line. And the Arrows finished 4 of 8 from the free throw line. They had 4 made three-pointers. So Cardinals just did enough down the stretch defensively to come away with the win. And now they will play here again Friday at 5 p.m. for a chance to go to the state tournament. Again, we expect to be joined by whoever wants to. But I'm letting them take care of cutting the nets down first, because that's the more important thing here tonight. And we will have plenty of post-game reaction, don't you worry, for a thrilling win and a very, very, very impressive victory for the Cardinals here tonight. So proud of what this team was able to do this year. It's been a very long building process for this Cardinal team, as they 2 years ago they were 2-25. This past year 8-19, and now this year 18-8 with a chance to go to the state tournament. Coming their way on Friday. So should be a very incredible atmosphere here at SMSU on Friday. And so we will we'll see what happens here on Friday's game. We're going to tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll get things situated for a long round of interviews. And that is coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Postgame continues. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball here on KLGR. And we're back here at SMSU in Marshall, joined by some of the victorious Redwood Valley Cardinals. We'll start off with Haley Garman. And, man, first off, how does this feel? Answer that however you want.
It was
we've been working for this all season, and it's just what we were wanting. We wanted to get here, and now that we've won here and going on to the section final, section finals, then we just got to keep on going.
Pipestone, very, very physical game here tonight, to say the least. But it felt like as this game progressed, it seemed like the theme with you girls has been to not panic. Just keep your composure, and it seemed like despite a little bit of a struggle offensively early on, everybody was able to lock in and come away with an incredible win. Just talk about the team mentality here tonight and what you girls are able to, how you were able to stay locked in and focused down the stretch.
I think that right out of the gate, we were pretty nervous. I think that was an overall feeling. Being down 7-0 at the beginning wasn't really what we pictured at first, but after I'm Caitlin talking. I took a charge. I feel like taking charges and getting the momentum switched back to our side.
That charge got our momentum going.
Yep.
Like, we came out flatter, but it got it going.
It switches it back. And then after that, we kept working as a team. Instead of getting beat up, kind of made everything even better, per se. We're happy that she stuck with us and didn't have to sit out, but her taking the beating for a couple of us really turned our game around.
Haley, one for you. Teams have been throwing a lot of attention your way the past couple of games, and I'm sure that's frustrating for you offensively, but it seemed like you were able to start winning some of those battles in the second half. The mentality of I just have to win, I just have to go get it amongst some of these girls, or anything in particular that led to some of those advantages?
Well, every team, they play me inside a little bit differently, or whoever's inside, they play each person differently. If it's Jackson, they played us differently than Pipestone did tonight, and we work on that in practice. Like here, that we had to get the girl in the air, because she just goes for blocks. She'll go for blocks, and then we just had to get her in the air and go up into her, then we could get that basket then.
I'm going to interrupt my own interview, because it looks like you girls are taking a picture, so I'm going to let Haley go be part of that. Yes, that is radio history. The radio announcer just interrupted his own interview to allow the team to go take a picture. We're having all sorts of fun here. We're going to hope to be joined by Sydney Summers, the Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the game, and probably if we were doing the Monday Night Football thing, the Gruden Grinder as well, because my goodness, she just took a wallop here tonight. Just ended up rolling an ankle, hit the ground pretty hard, and still was able to grind it out and finish the game. They're waiting for the coaches to join the subsection championship picture, and then we'll be joined by the coaches as well. Again, this is something that these girls have been working on for a couple of years to get to this point. And I got to say, this one's going to rank right up there in terms of watching things play out and watching this team over the last couple of years. That's why we do what we do, folks, is to be able to be in moments like this. We're waiting for a couple of other members of this Redwood Valley team to join the post game here. Again, Redwood Valley winning 41-38. And looks like the picture is done. We'll see who joins here next as everybody's doing pictures. We're getting it figured out. And Haley Garman back for one more question, just one more. How did it feel to cut down the net?
Like a dream come true. Like, I've always wanted to get here. I just wanted to get to the state tournament. That's my ultimate goal. But to get this one step closer, it feels really good.
Haley, thank you. Go
thank
celebrate.
You.
I will be joined now by Redwood Valley girls basketball coach Taya Cockleman. Wow. You, for me, as somebody who just finished calling the game, I struggle to put it into words. when you have just an unbelievable game like this. I mean, not a lot of points, 41-38. People might think, ew. But so many big plays, so many clutch defensive plays down the stretch. And again, team faced adversity. They would not be denied, which is something that you have mentioned that you've seen from this team since the playoffs started. They do not want this to be the last game.
Yeah, we just have a next play mentality right now, and you could definitely tell when the game ball went up that we were extremely nervous getting down 7-0. But after that, we outplayed them in the first half 16-13, and we locked down defensively. Yeah, down the stretch, like you said, we made huge defensive plays, and that's something that goes way bigger than us scoring 41 points. And that's why we were able to come away with a win, is just how, I mean, Aubrey Hicks leads us in rebounds, but she just wanted the ball. She didn't want this to be our last game, like you said.
It's easy to see the team wanting to do what Sydney Summers did here tonight. And Sydney had 11 points. So, again, people looking at the box score are going to say, well, that's not that much. But, again, I reiterate, rolled her ankle in the first half, ended up having to leave the game, came back, took a vicious offensive foul, ended up with a cut lip or something, took another hard fall in the second half, and just kept getting back up. And the team did that, and that's why you're moving on to Friday. It's incredible.
Like you said, you can't even put into words how important Sydney was here tonight, not only offensively, but defensively, some of the plays that she made. I mean, she didn't have to get her ankle taped. She didn't have to come back into the game, but right when I walked by her on the bench, you good? Yeah, I'm good. No hesitation. She's just such a competitor and ready to play. And once we kind of, those first couple minutes went off the clock, every single girl on our bench turned into a competitor tonight. And the communication from the girls on the bench and all those things are things that don't go unnoticed.
I talked to Haley, and I'm sure frustrating for her because of the amount of tension the teams have been throwing her way. But for her to be able to chip in 8 points there in the second half, all big baskets, and just to be able to get back to kind of what she did at the beginning of the season was huge down the stretch.
Yeah, and part of it, too, is finding her at the right time. In the beginning of the half, we kind of forced a little bit. Veldy does such a good job blocking and contesting shots that no ball you have wide open is ever wide open with Veldy in the middle there. And we talked about that a lot in practice too, but you know, the wheels were turning a little too much to start, just overthinking things. And once we just relaxed and played basketball like we know how, we outplayed them. And that's all it was. It was just finding Haley at right times and her getting those actual wide open looks for easy points.
Couple of looks at the end, very physical game, so when you see Veldy do a couple of those things at the end, you kind of think, uh-oh, and then nothing. They let it go, and I mean, Pipestone had a couple looks at the end, couldn't get it done, and I mean, again, it just speechless at this point.
We could have definitely just turned around and been dirty right back, you know. And not saying that anything, but Sydney, yeah, she took one from her, and how we responded was so. What I'm super proud of is nobody got caught up in that. Nobody did anything. We just went down the floor and played the next ball. And like you said, I really don't have very many words right now because I don't really even know what just happened.
Yeah, it's so much fun to see what this team has accomplished this year. I'm going to let you go celebrate, Coach. We'll catch up with you this week in gearing up for another game on Friday. How does that sound?
Pretty good.
Coach K joining me here in the post game as the Cardinals are victorious by a score of 41-38. And for the Cardinals, they improved to 18-8 on the season. They will take on Eden Valley Watkins in the section finals Friday at 5. So we will have that game for you here from SMSU in Marshall. So make sure to clear your calendars. We'll have another edition of Redwood Valley Girls Basketball coming up Friday. Again, Redwood County American Dairy Association Player of the Game, definitely have to go with Sydney Summers. And Sydney, just an unbelievable game here tonight. Took a lot of contact. Of course, I got time for one more. The birthday girl joining me here, Amy Martius, and Amy.
Okay.
Let's just talk first about the physicality of this game. That's something that Pipestone brings to the table all the time. So
yeah.
You knew it coming into the game that they would try to be aggressive and be physical as well. How did that unfold throughout the game, especially early on?
I guess like we expected it, but how hard they were playing and how like physical it was, we weren't really ready for that, and we didn't like prepare enough for it. Like we prepared for it, but it just wasn't enough. And then while the game was going on, like it kind of made us mad more because like there's some things the refs weren't seeing, and that like they got away with, but there's some things that we were getting away with too. So like it just kind of upset at us, but then also like we did it back. So
they got off to a 7-0 start, but again, no panic. No panic from any of you girls, and able to weather the storm there. You go to the half down 20-16. What was the mentality in the locker room in the half?
I think a lot of us were very frustrated, and then, but while we were frustrated, like we, I'm sorry, okay, I completely blanked. While we were frustrated, it was just like it. In the locker room, everyone started yelling at each other, but then, like we all, like, just yelled, and then all of a sudden it just got quiet, and we're like, guys, we need to calm down and, like, pick ourselves together. Like, we were just playing basketball, and we didn't realize that at the time. And I think once we got our heads back in the game that we were able to pull it off like we did.
Late in the second half, go ahead three.
Yeah.
After your game against Jackson, did you know it was going in?
Actually, I thought I was airballing it, but then it went in, so I was like, yeah, I knew that, guys. Like, I played it off cool.
Talk about those final few moments of the game where
yeah.
Pipestone had a couple of chances.
Yeah.
They got a couple of offensive rebounds, but they just couldn't close. How stressful, how frantic was that as a player to be out there while the Arrows were just chucking up shots trying to get the tie?
It was very stressful because they kept moving so much, so it was hard to box out. And so when they got another rebound, like it just like made us more mad, and like we were trying to like get the ball, but we just couldn't get it, and it was upsetting. But like as soon as we got it, we were like, all right, let's calm down, get a shot up, and like let's get this going.
How did it feel to cut down the nets?
Awesome.
How's it feel to have another game on Friday?
Awesome.
You heard it here. Amy Marty is joining us. Happy birthday, by the way.
All right, thank you.
That is going to do it for our post game here. I've been here long enough. I've talked long enough. Let's get out of here. Cardinals taking on Eden Valley Watkins on Friday in the section finals. We'll have it for you pregame at about 4:45, and that will do it here from SMSU and Marshall. Cardinals win 41-38. Seth Topol signing off from SMSU and Marshall. We'll see you Friday for more Redwood Valley girls basketball. Also Thursday for Redwood Valley boys on your home for Redwood Valley athletics. KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR Redwood Falls.